Thank you for contacting customer support. You've reached Taylin. How may I help you?
Yes, my name is Janice Stowe, and I was checking my mom's checking account today, and there's two amounts coming out of her account that I don't know what it is.
Okay.
This is the number that was.
Yes, I can look into that for you on today. Could you provide me with the zip code, please?
72921.
And the name that's on the account?
It's Bertha Stowe, and my name is Janice Stowe. I'm on the account, too.
Okay, give me one second. Okay, is this for the 6487 and the 6987? Is that correct?
Yes.
All right. So it looks like it's for the smart fitness tracker. Looks like there were two watches that were ordered. Looks like they were ordered back on April the 28th. So they're charging the retail prices for those watches.
Well, that's not what they told me. Because back in the 4th and the 29th, and I've already had these prices coming out, 1998, 1995, 797, and 697.
Okay, so the 697 and 797 are for the shipping and handling for the watches. The 1998 and 1995 are both the lifetime warranty for the watches. So that was set up on a free 14-day trial for those charges that were only for shipping and handling. And then after the free 14-day trial was over.
They didn't tell me that.
Okay. So that information was located in the terms and conditions. When you were putting in your billing information, they provide that information to you when you're putting in your card information.
Well, they didn't. I'm saying, they did not tell me that they're going to charge this amount. And I've not even got those yet.
Okay, so you're stating that you haven't received them, ma'am?
No.
Okay, so it shows on our end that they have been delivered to your mailing address. So if you're stating that you have not received them, then we can reship them out to you.
Well, I don't want this other amount coming out because I wasn't told about this other amount.
Okay. So, again, ma'am, they do provide that information to you. It's provided to you in the terms and conditions, ma'am. That's the only way they'll be able to charge those two amounts.
Well, I mean, like I said, I've not seen no the terms and conditions.
Okay, so I do understand that you said that you did not receive them, ma'am. So the only thing that we can do on our end is just reship out the watches. But far as the charges that have already been assessed, we won't be able to provide a refund. The only thing that we can do is just reship out the product.
Well, I guess I'll just have to just cancel it then because I don't want this amount coming out of the account, not when I already paid the other part that I was told.
Right, understandable. So the initial part, ma'am, was just for the shipping and handling for the products.
Well, like I said, I don't want them at that price because they told me that it was free. All I had to do was pay shipping and handling.
Okay, yes, ma'am. So, like I said, ma'am, the only option that we have available is to reship out the product to you.
Well, I don't want the product.
Okay, ma'am. So again, on our end, ma'am, the only thing that we can do is reship out the product to you. If you're wanting to reach out to your financial center in reference to the charges, ma'am, you do have that right to do so. But on our end, the only thing that we can do is reship out that product.
You can ship it. I'll just have to send it back because